All right, let's try this again. Now that I've done a little bit of vocal warm-ups, I started the podcast, and the voice was so bad that I could not subject you guys to listening to the clearing of my throat repeatedly. It's bad enough you have to listen to this podcast. I mean, fuck, it's bad enough I'm here. Shouldn't have to listen to me clearing my throat. Also, speaking of things we shouldn't have to listen to, Greta, or whatever her name is. So the little environmentalist chick. Oh, by the way, global warming. Yesterday, October the 10th, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2019, it snowed here in Fort Collins. Global warming. Normally it doesn't snow until Halloween, but it snowed on October the 10th. We're all gonna die. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, and you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company in the current year. Don't forget my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility as I drop things on the floor. You are wrong, and I am right. You are welcome. No, you're welcome, really. I'm serious. So, Graylin, what would we be thanking you for? Stating the obvious. Saying things that are fucking obvious to everyone except the retards. And I do that right here on Stating the Obvious podcast, which is the weapons platform for which I launch the newest missile line until it comes out and destroys motherfucking statist all around the world. All around the world. So global warming is coming. We're all going to die. That's why it snowed yesterday. And we all know that one of the current sensations of the world is the little Greta, or however you say her name, the little Greta girl, that's talking about how dare we, you know, do whatever it is we're not doing, or do what we are doing, or because we're not saving the world from global warming, you know, for her benefit, of course, right? The children aren't going to forgive you. Or, sweetie, nobody wants your forgiveness. We just want you to shut up. Anyhow, I mean, again, I know everybody on the internet is dogpiling on her, and I don't want to sound like I'm so awesome or so good or so above the fray that I don't dogpile on things other people dogpile on, because I mean, sometimes I do, but there are people just doing a much better job of taking this girl down than I'm going to do, so there's not a lot of point in me weighing in on it. Having said that, at some point, I don't know, she's so fucking stupid, I may have to do something about this. I may have to do a podcast about her. The reason this comes up is because I'm watching a video from Red Ice TV. It's something like 10 Reasons Why Greta is a Fraud or something like that. It's about a 45-minute video. I'm not done with it yet. And then I also watched a couple of clips on the Cultural Oncologist channel, where he was showing a clip of her, and I'm watching, and she's talking like this, and she's twitching, and making this scowling face. How dare you? Like a I'm thinking, and I'm trying to figure out. Wait. Is this? Because I don't know anymore. This is part of the point. There's a couple of points here. If you just showed me this clip with no context, I'd be laughing. Because her mannerisms and her voice and like this manifest anger that's... And people say, great one, you have this weird voice and the manifest anger. Yeah, and you guys laugh at me, don't you? That's the point. I am stating the obvious, but once again, I'm here, number one, for my own pure entertainment. This is just me venting, but I'm not trying to convince you or fix you or any, because I know that's not possible, right? I'm not a 16-year-old retarded girl. We'll get to that. I'm not trying to fix anybody through this podcast. So if you listen to me and I'm foaming at the mouth and screaming and fucking bat and shit, and you're laughing at me, that's what it's here for. It's here to entertain you. because I sure as hell am not going to convince you that it's possible to build roads without the government. Because we all know that making a flat place on the ground is way too complicated. And if there was no government, well, then warlords would rule everything. Right? There'd be no roads. Warlords would control everything. And then, of course, my favorite. I think it might be my favorite because it illustrates the beauty of how no one can think beyond the first step, right? So if there was no government, the corporations would take over. Because nobody can figure out that corporations don't exist, right? So microphones exist, right? Music stands exist. Water bottles exist. Shirts exist. My ball sack, it exists. Ceilings, there's a right there. Ceilings exist. Corporations do not exist. A corporation is a fictitious entity which comes into manifestation by some people putting some information on a piece of paper, or nowadays you put it on a computer hard drive, which does exist. Okay, the hard drive exists, the computer exists, the paper exists, but you put some little ones and zeros on a hard drive, and then the government pretends that this thing called a corporation has now been created. Okay, so corporations only exist because the government pretends they exist. It's like fiat currency. It has no value other than everybody is engaged in this mass hallucination. Corporations are the same thing. Without government, there are no corporations. Because right now, if you try to sue Apple Corporation, the government will enforce all of these laws and regulations and all this other stuff. But if there's no government and you go to Steve Jobs is dead. You go to whoever's in charge of Apple and you try to sue them or kick their ass or whatever, there's no corporation there to stop you. Corporations don't fucking exist except for the delusion they exist, which is created, manifested, and enforced by the government. So if there's no government, the corporations can't take control of everything because number one, the corporations don't exist. And number two, the corporations don't have any resources because all their money is fiat currency. And when the government goes away, all their money goes away. But these things are way too complex for you to understand. Way too complex if you're a statist. Anyhow, how's that have to do with retarded girls? Well, actually everything, because those of you who don't understand that corporations are fictitious entities created by the government, you're kind of like retarded girls. Anyhow, so I'm watching this video of Greta. And it's just... I'm trying to understand. Is this real? Is this doctored to make it? I don't know. And then, so now I'm watching this 45-minute thing about her, and my God, she is. And they're talking about it. She's got fucking mental illnesses. She's got the Asperger's or whatever. And they show this clip of her where she says something, all these people start clapping, and she's like sort of freaking out, like it's overwhelming her or something. And then it all makes sense. Like you watch her talking and their eyes are doing weird stuff. It's like, Jesus Christ. The leftists are trotting out this retarded girl to use as a fucking prop to use to manipulate people, which shockingly enough ties into what we're talking about today, which is leftists trotting out retarded people and using them as props. And what was really funny is Greta, she used the word, this is the phrase rather, she used to describe herself. She said that she is neurodiverse. Now there's a new phrase for you. We need to add that to the lexicon, which I still haven't published on the website. I got a lot of work to do on the website. Jesus, have I got a lot of work to do. I really need to get on it, but fuck. I've been kind of enjoying not having to work all the fucking time. Let me write this down. Neurodiverse. Add to lexicon. She's neurodiverse. I'm like, where are my notes? Right there in front of you, dumbass. So speaking of using retarded children as fashion accessories, I found on YouTube, if I remember, I'll put it in the show notes, a video where this chick, what's her name? Dr. Carly, hold on, I got it, it's right here. It's right in front of me. Just gotta fucking flip the page. Yeah, Carly Gilson. Or Dr. Carly, as they call her in the video. I found this video. It's 27 minutes, 35 seconds of Dr. Carly being interviewed by this bimbo about this program. And with Dr. Carly is one of the retarded kids who is in the program. Now, first of all, you know, I've been calling them retarded because they are retarded. We're not allowed to say that word. But I'm looking at the guy in the video. He's not, you know, he's not like drooling on himself, you know, 70 IQ or some shit. I mean, he seemed pretty normal from what I could see. Now, you might be saying, well, great one. Okay, well, that's how he, but how is his speaking and everything? Well, you know, I wish I could tell you guys, because that's the point I'm getting at. I listened to the whole video, and his name is Matthew. So we got Matthew, and we got Dr. Carly, and then we got this interviewer chick. It's a 27-minute, 35-second video. Now remember, this thing about the retarded kids going to A&M to get their degrees, this is about them, right? This is all about them, right? No, it's not. Take a guess out of 27 minutes and 35 seconds. How much time does Matthew, the person who's actually enrolled in the program, the person the program is supposedly designed to benefit, because we know the purpose of this program isn't to, I don't know, benefit Dr. Carly's ego and provide her with a job because she has no skills that would allow her to get a job in the free market. I mean, there's no way she has a CV that's 9 pages long and that we're going to pick that apart in today's episode of Stating the Obvious podcast from the Cynical Libertarian Society. All right, that's not going to happen. We know that the real reason this program exists is for the benefit of people like Matthew. And so since this is an interview on YouTube about the benefits of the program, we know that Matthew's going to be allowed to talk about how it's benefiting him and how excited he is to be in this and what his plans are and, you know, why he's attending A&M and what he wants to learn about and what his goals are in the future, because this program is all about helping these people get jobs and everything, right? So we know that his opinion and his insight and his feedback and his experiences are going to be very important. Let's use that word. I can pronounce that one. It's going to be very important in this interview, and the interviewer is going to focus on asking him some in-depth questions, and we all know that Dr. Carly is going to shut the fuck up and let him talk, because if you've got a man and two women in a room, of course you know the man is going to be able to get a word in edgewise. Take a guess. 27 minutes, 35 seconds. How many minutes out of 27 minutes, 35 seconds does Matthew get to talk? Or put it another way, out of 27 minutes and 35 seconds, how long do one of the two women not talk? By the way, Matthew is studying theater history, and he wants to go into filmmaking. She also, Dr. Carley also mentioned that some of the classes, one of the students is taking social dance class. Social dance class. So that's a thing at Texas A&M, social dance class. And then also Dr. Carley said that after the students in this program finish their orientation, then they attend extended orientation. Orientation and then extended orientation because you weren't oriented enough at the original orientation. Now, here's what I want to know. Does everybody need extended orientation, or is it only the people in this program who are retarded and thus you're insulting their mental capabilities? Once again, the guy... We'll get to your saying. I'm giving you some time to think about. Out of 27 minutes and 35 seconds, how much time do you think Matthew got to talk? Okay. My judgment of Matthew, based on what I was able to see from this video, I mean, the guy's not like a fucking idiot. He's not like Greta. Okay, he may not have an IQ of 103, but he didn't appear to be stupid. Because I've always said, retarded people aren't stupid, they're just retarded. Liberals are stupid. Statists are stupid. I mean, my God, if you can't figure out how to make a flat place on the ground, how smart can you be? Are you ready? Here we go. And yes, I timed this. And I actually overestimated a little bit. A few seconds. Okay, but this is pretty fucking close. Out of 27 minutes, 35 seconds, Matthew talks for 1 minute, 37 seconds. So don't tell me this is about him. It's not. This is about Dr. Carley and her ego. Just like Greta is simply a fashion accessory for leftists to manipulate people into getting money, that's what Matthew is to Carly Gilson. He is a tool she can use to manipulate people into giving her money because she can't get a job. Near the end of the video, the funding actually comes up. The interviewer did at least ask some questions. Where does the money come from? And what Gilson said is that the money comes from the students, their families, and philanthropy. And she said, at this point, there is no state funding. So she said the program is raising money and taking donations. And they just recently, or maybe not recently, but she said they had hired a program director. So there is a person at A&M whose only job, they are the program director for Aggie Achieve. Their only job is to find people to give them money so that retarded people can go to college to get certificates. Once again, this is someone, whoever has this job cannot, oh wait, I have the info, it's right in front of me, I didn't even realize it. It's Dr. Olivia Robinson, is the program director for Aggie Achieve. We can jump ahead in the material. Dr. Robinson, Dr. Olivia Robinson is the program director for Aggie Achieve. She received her PhD in special education from the University of Alabama. Okay, so I'm saying she can't get a job. Barista. Her job is to beg people for money. That's her job. While at Alabama, Dr. Robinson worked for several years as both a special education transition teacher and a graduate research assistant for the Crossing Points Transition Program. Dr. Robinson is responsible for oversight of all key elements of Aggie Achieve, such as day-to-day operations. What are the day-to-day operations? I mean, once the person is enrolled at A&M and going to classes, what do you have to do on a daily basis? Okay, once again, they're retarded. They're not stupid. I'm looking at Matthew in the video. Matthew struck me as being intelligent enough to know that, hey, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I go to class in this room, in this building at this time. He wasn't like raving, drooling on himself, fucking retarded. What are the daily operations? Okay, Dr. Robinson is responsible for oversight of all key elements, blah, blah, day-to-day operations, student recruitment and screening, collaboration with faculty in academic departments, fostering campus and community partnerships, and addressing any issues that arise. Okay, that's all code phrases for not being able to get a real job. So they are working on getting state funding. So eventually we can pay for this through our tax money, but right now they're having to beg for money. All right, we need to pick up where I left off last time. And we're gonna wrap this up in this episode because I cannot do another fucking episode about this. I got way too much more to do. Let's backtrack a little bit. Let's jump in. How does it work? Students who want to join the Aggie Achieve program would apply in the fall like any other would-be freshman, which is a sexist and patriarchal term. In their first year, they will take a freshman, which is a sexist and patriarchal term, experience course. A freshman experience course. Wait, hold on. Wait. A freshman experience course. You're going to take a class to learn about the experience of being a freshman. But if it's your first year at college, you are a freshman. And aren't you there with yourself while you're being a freshman? So therefore, wouldn't you experience it? You experience being a freshman by being a freshman. You don't experience being a freshman by taking a class about the experience of being a freshman. That's like saying, I'm going to take a class about the experience of rock climbing. No, you just go and you rock climb. You climb the fucking rock and then you're experiencing it. A freshman experience course. And I wonder how much that cost per credit hour. I wonder how much Matthew is being fucked into paying for this. There is a place in hell for this woman. Both of these women. They need to burn in hell. In their first year, they will take a freshman experience course, physical education, because again, I mean, they can't do physical stuff without going to college, right? I mean, you have to go to college to what? Lift weights or go running or ride your bike or swim or play volleyball with your friends or... I mean, physical education, physical activity is good. Okay, I'm not saying physical activity is bad. I'm saying you don't have to pay money to Texas A&M to engage in physical activity. I went to the gym on Monday and Wednesday. I'm going to go to the gym today. I didn't need to pay Texas A&M to do this. And at least two other regular courses. The only difference being extra supports in and outside the classroom, like extra time taking tests and reformatting assignments. Too bad Matthew didn't get a little extra support in that video by these two women shutting up and letting him talk. They will also start on-campus internships as early as their first year so that the campus can get them to work for free. Right? These retarded kids are being shoved into college classes to create jobs for women like Dr. Carly. They don't have a reason to live, but also so that the college can get free labor. Working in places like the university library and dining services in their final year, they will have extended internships working for free off campus, similar to an apprenticeship without the payment part, of course, in their field of choice. Quote, we want our students to have a certificate. We want our students to have a certificate plan that is catered to their individual interest. The overall goal for this program is to have integrated employment in the job of their choice at the end of 4 years. We work backward from that point to decide what kind of classes they will be taking. Then we approach faculty members to see if they are willing to have those kids in their class. Unquote, Dr. Carly said, without letting anybody else talk. So again, it doesn't take 4 years to get a job. This is 4 years of milking these kids and their parents and philanthropists of money. Students interested in the program are required to have a diagnosis of an intellectual disability. Well, did you vote Democrat? Then you qualify. Do you call yourself neurodiverse? You qualify. Do you believe in global warming? You qualify. Students interested in the program are required to have a diagnosis of an intellectual disability, a minimum third grade reading comprehension. Oh, okay, so then a lot of liberals don't qualify. If you've got to be able to read at least a third grade level, and the ability to communicate verbally. Those who will attend will live in apartment-style dorms on campus, which means they also need to be able to live independently without personal care support. Hang on 1 second. All right. I had to get that out. That's what she said. And this is part of my point about the fact that these are not drooling on themselves retarded kids. I mean, they have to be able to live independently without personal care support. And they taught Matthew in one of the brief flashes of seconds that he was allowed to talk. He did say that he's living in an apartment style thing with a couple of other people. So, I mean, these are all people that are capable enough that, you know, they're not severely mentally retarded. They don't need somebody there supervising them all the time so they don't kill themselves or something. Once again, these are not stupid people, but they do operate at a third grade reading level, which does make them smarter than your average liberal. And you know, here's the other thing. If we took Matthew and we took Dr. Carly, and we turned them loose in the free market, in the job market, without excluding like any kind of government jobs or subsidized jobs or school jobs or whatever, I guarantee you Matthew could get a job long before Dr. Carly could. Dr. Carly shows up, she's got, well, we'll get to her CV. You look at that and you want to vomit. Matthew shows, hey Matthew, how's it going? That's all right. Do you have a heartbeat? Yeah. Can you pick something up? Yeah. Are you willing to do some work? Yeah. All right. You're hired. Quote, just in the past couple of months, since Texas A&M first released the press release, we have had 400 people email and express interest. mostly in Texas, but also outside Texas. I know we will have a lot of interest, unquote, Dr. Carly said. I'm going to just keep calling her Dr. Carly after watching this video. Again, 400 people times 4 years times tuition. I mean, that's not billions of dollars. I don't know what tuition for this is. Maybe I should send an email and ask. All right, maybe I need to do that. Let me write this down. Maybe I should find out what the tuition is. Gonzalez, who graduated from Westlake High School in the Eanes School District, has never been away from home except for 5 weeks this summer when he attended a college experience camp at A&M. During that time, he made video calls to his mom and dad every day. He said he also made a few friends on campus, which helped him calm his nerves about moving away. Moving away. But he's still very cautious, he said. Hang on a second. Who is Gonzalez? See, I got to back up here. Miguel Gonzalez. Okay. I just wanted to know if it was the same person as Matthew, but it's not. Quote, it's a big, big school. I'm scared, unquote, Gonzalez said. Luna said she is ecstatic for her son. Quote, I am, of course, going to miss him. But I am also so proud of him for always working hard, never being discouraged. He is seeing this as a way that is... What? He is seeing this as a way that is going to open a lot of doors for him. Unquote. Yeah, because he's being lied to. This is a way that's going to waste 4 years of his life. The other students attending this program this fall with Gonzalez are from Dallas and Houston, including childhood best friends Abby Tassin and Alexis Virreal, who grew up a street apart in the same neighborhood in Missouri City and both have Down syndrome. Tassie's mom, Kristen, said she didn't know her daughter had the genetic disorder, which causes learning disabilities and other medical issues, until she was born. Somehow the test missed it. From the beginning, she said, doctors had told her all the things Abby wouldn't be able to do, live on her own, attend regular school, or even speak. Quote, we just decided at the outset, with her being our first, that we were going to have the same expectations with her as we would with any other child, Kristen Tassie said. She said her biggest struggle was fighting against a school system that didn't think Abby deserved to be there. Oh, you mean the government-controlled public school system that you all worship? That's interesting. Quote, standardized testing doesn't support a child with a disability being in the classroom. By the time she got to high school, I think they finally realized she was doing really well, and they would tell me, you have to understand, Abby is high functioning. Any kid is capable if you give them a chance. Unquote. Okay, so and once again, I mean, look, bravo to everybody here. The kid's born with Down syndrome, and they said, we're not going to act like she's retarded. We're going to hold her to higher standards, and Abby has obviously achieved those. Again, because I'm dealing with retarded people, not the retarded people going to A&M, the retarded people who are statists that might hear this. So in that video about Greta, there's this segment they show on the news where some right-wing guy is pointing out that leftists are using a mentally ill child to manipulate people, and the left-wing statist he's debating goes off, how dare you? How dare you insult this child? How dare you call her mentally ill? You need to apologize, blah, blah, blah. No. Abby is obviously doing pretty fucking good for herself, all things considered. Abby is not the retarded person in this equation. The retarded people in this equation are the ones who are using her, who are manipulating her into spending 4 years of her life at Texas A&M, taking classes about the freshman experience, and paying tuition money to exercise. Once again, if we took Abby with her Down syndrome, and we took Dr. Carly, and we turned them loose in the job market, so who can get a job first? Who can contribute more to the GDP? Who can be more valuable to an employer? Abby with Down syndrome or Dr. Carly with her three, we'll count them when we get there, three worthless diplomas? And the answer is Abby. Nineteen-year-old Abby graduated from Ridgepoint High School in the Fort Bend School District outside Houston in May. Oh God, one day she hopes to be a teacher. Well, there went my respect for Abby. She wants to be a teacher. She wants to be a fucking parasite on the government and the taxpayers. And sit around in the school, in academia, because I'm sure she cares about the children. Okay, great. So I take back everything I just said about Abby. Abby is exactly like Dr. Carly. She wants to be a teacher. She wants to be a goddamn parasite. You know, at least Matthew wants to go into theater and film, where you actually have to do a little bit of fucking work. He'd go, I want to be a teacher. Okay, so fuck Abby. Abby's on her own at this point. Give me flying shit. After she applied for the Aggie Achieve program, she asked her mom every day to check the mail, anxiously awaiting her acceptance letter. When it arrived one day in June, she was overjoyed. Quote, I am worried, but I do want to go to college. I have always wanted to go, unquote, she admitted in an interview last month. Kristen Tassini said it's bittersweet to watch her daughter leave. Quote, we are less concerned about the educational support for her, but more how she is going to spend her free time. Her life is very structured. If she has a whole day or free weekend, what is she going to do with all that time? I'm trying to control. I don't know if I can help myself. Give me a second. Kind of reminds me of somebody else. Who is that guy who says that women should go to college because otherwise, what would they do with all that free time they would have? Who is that guy? He's a really good guy. I mean, but he's just wrong about a couple of things. What's his fucking name? What is his name? I can't remember. But there's this guy on the internet who said that women should go to college because otherwise they'd have too much free time. I can't remember who it is. Anyhow, I think you guys know him. You guys might remember who I'm talking about. I have to keep reminding myself that this is what we raised her for. We can't hold on to her. We have to let her go do her thing. Unquote. You know, once again, well, then again, this is the one that wants to be a teacher. Maybe she won't be able to figure out what to do with her free time. Teachers! All right, Abby Tayson, or whoever you, however you say it, and the other students will have academic mentors on campus, known as Achievemates, who have taken their same courses in the past or are enrolled alongside them. Students can volunteer to be Achievemates and support those enrolled in the program outside the classroom, including by taking them to the gym, social events, and football games, or helping them manage everyday tasks like their calendar and email. Now wait, I thought a requirement was that you had to be able to function on your own. Now I don't know, but if you need help managing your email, considering that's not exactly complicated, Quote, it's also an opportunity for their peers at A&M to learn alongside this important segment of our population that have historically been on the margins of our society, unquote, Dr. Carley said. Yes, the retarded people are an important segment of our population. They're so important. You know, unlike the heterosexual white men who do most of the work. Aggie Achieve has not received any state money and is relying its first year solely on student tuition and donations to pay teacher and mentor salaries and provide support services. The teachers cared so much they'd work for free. That means the tuition is pretty steep. Oh my God, here we go. Without state funding, in-state students will have to pay out-of-state rates plus an additional fee for the program. The total cost. Oh, it's here. Yes. Hold on. Where's my calculator? Okay. The total cost is about $10,000 per semester. Okay. $10,000. Times two semesters in a year, times four, four-year program, times 400 interested students, equals, that can't be right. Is that right? I don't know how to read. Let's divide that by four per year, because that's a number I can brain, no. $8 million a year. Hold on, am I stupid? $8 million is not a lot of money. But then again, it's $8 million a year for what? You've got these other students in Aggie Achievemates. You've got these students working for free to help the people in Aggie Achieve. I mean, how much... All you got to pay is Dr. Hester and Dr. Carley's salaries. 400 students a year, that's $8 million a year. Currently, the university is seeking a comprehensive transition program designed from the U.S. Department of Education, which will allow students in the future to apply for financial aid so they can... Well, does financial aid mean loans, or does it mean grants, or does it mean both? Because by a grant, is it a grant you don't have to pay back, or scholarships? Scholarships you don't have to pay back. Because I know there's something that you, loans, obviously you pay back. And scholarships you don't pay back. Scholarships are like a gift. What's a grant? Is a grant a loan? Or a not a loan? Anyhow, they're going to... I also have to wonder, why do you need a comprehensive transition program? Designation! Not designed. I can't fucking read. Okay, now I'm not confused anymore. So in order for students to apply for financial aid, the program has to be designated as a comprehensive transition program. Okay, I misread that sentence. That makes more sense. I mean, again, it's the whole... government and student loan thing, which is all bullshit, but it does make sense now in the context of what's going on. Quote, some years back, there wouldn't have been an opportunity like this anywhere in the country because people weren't stupid. Said Luna, who, unlike other parents with high school students, had to create a college experience for her son in addition to just supporting him getting into college. Quote, I think what's exciting for me about Aggie Achieve is that it's going to create so many opportunities for so many young people that a few years ago people didn't even think about. Unquote. I think a big part of what's happening with Luna, who, let us remember, we got to backtrack a second to remind everybody. Luna, Gonzalez's mom and former state representative from Corpus Christi, helped establish the program at A&M. I think what's going on with Luna is that Luna is just lazy. Luna put her child through public education, otherwise known as babysitting. And then once the child was finished with the 12 years of public education, the kid came home and Luna's like, well, shit, I'm a strong, independent woman. I mean, I had my trophy child. The child is retarded. That's like a bonus. So I can play the I have a retarded child in addition to I have a vagina anytime somebody disagrees with me. I don't want to actually have to care for my child. It's not like I give a shit about this kid. This is just a trophy. So I'm going to use my power as a politician to create a babysitting program to take care of my kid for me for another 4 years so that I don't have to deal with the fact that my DNA and the man I chose to mate with spit out a broken human. Then there's Dr. Olivia Hester. We just read her bio. She is the program director. And she's a four. Then there's Carly Gilson, who after seeing her in the video, I mean, I would give Carly Gilson, she's like a five. She'd be a 5.1. She has a short bio right here. But there's no reason for us to read her short bio because we need to move on to her CV, which, great one. Is it really 9 pages or are you exaggerating? No, it's 9 pages. Now, unlike all that stuff, which I did not read ahead of time because I wanted it all fresh, I read this ahead of time to sort through the 9 pages of her CV. Wait, how old is this chick? I mean, she looks young. Let me do some quick math here. So if she started college in 2006, so that means in 2000 she is 18. What year is this in the Lord of our Savior, Trump and Fuhrer? 2019, so that's 6. Whoa, she's older than she looks. So that's 13. Is that? Math seems like implausible to me today. 13 years. 2006 was 13 years ago. God, I guess it was 13 years ago. Whoa, so she's 31 years old. She didn't really look 31 to me. She doesn't look old. I say she's not as ugly as Krita. I mean, I'm wrong. She's not like, she's a 5.1. All right, anyway, enough. Moving forward, Carly Bluestein? Carly Bluestein Gilson. Areas of interest. Strengthening employment-related social skills for adolescents and young adults with autism spectrum disorders, ASD, and intellectual disability, ID, otherwise known as being a Democrat. Supporting educators, self-advocates, and families through school-to-work transition, because we can't just go get a fucking real job without going to school first and giving $10,000 a semester to Texas A&M, broadening post-school opportunities for young adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, IDD, through integrated employment and inclusive post-secondary education. That's your areas of interest. What a loser. Hey, great one. What are your areas of interest? Science fiction, Supergirl, trail running, photography, getting rejected by college girls, lighting design. Carly, what are your areas of interest? Supporting educators, self-advocates, and families through school-to-work transition? Wow. All right, professional experience. As always, this is going to tell us everything we need to know. Here's her professional experience. Texas A&M University, Assistant Professor, Department of Educational Psychology, Affiliate Faculty Member, Center on Disability and Development. Before that, Vanderbilt University, Graduate Research Assistant, in other words, working for free, Vanderbilt Kennedy Center, and trainee at the University Center for Excellence in Developmental Disabilities. Excellence in Disabilities. Prior to that, she worked for the DeKalb County School District in Atlanta, Georgia. She was a special education teacher at Sequoia Middle School. Before that, she worked for Boston Public Schools in Boston, Massachusetts, where she was a college and career instructor for the Boston Public Schools. College and career instructor. Okay, so she worked for a university. She worked for a university. She worked for a public school system. And she worked for a public school system. Not a real job. And her first job out of college is Boston Public Schools as a college and career instructor. What is a 22-year-old graduate from college, we'll get to what she's got a diploma in, what is she going to teach an 18-year-old kid about college and career? Ah, great one. What's her education? You said she had three worthless degrees. All right, everybody just take a second. Take a wild guess. Three. She has three worthless diplomas. She has a BS, she has a master's, and a PhD. All three of them are in different subjects. Take a minute. Write something down. Okay, you ready? You got your guesses? if you just went for the low-hanging fruit, you nailed it. Are we ready? University of Florida. BS in journalism with minors in education and English. Master's from Boston College in secondary English. Not even primary English, secondary. Then from Vanderbilt University, PhD in special education and severe disabilities. Once again, truth is stranger than satire. We'll be back after the music to wrap this up, because I'm not dealing with this anymore. Okay, BS in journalism, master's in secondary English, PhD in special education, severe disabilities. Once again, completely unemployable. Once again, I'm dead serious. You have a choice between Matthew, who is, at least he's interested in theater and filmmaking, and he can live on his own in an apartment with other people, or Dr. Carly. who, I mean, come on, guys, she has degrees in journalism, secondary English, and special education. That's a disability. That's what a disability looks like. Matthew is completely normal next to this woman. She lists her honors and awards, which we're not even going to go into because it's just stupid. It's like the Golden Apple Award for exemplary teaching from Boston College in 2011. Is that high school level shit? Once again, as Frank Cervi has pointed out, women do not mature past high school. All right, publications. There's a bunch, but I selected some that you should hear about. These are her peer-reviewed publications. These are the titles of her peer-reviewed publications. This is the stuff she's writing and publishing. Defining Inclusion, Faculty and Student Attitudes Regarding Post-Secondary Education for Students with Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities, otherwise known as Democrats. That joke. Great one. Will that joke ever get old? Will it ever? No, it will not, because it's true. Effects of a self-monitoring strategy to increase. God, oh, fuck, I can't even say these. Hold on. This word salad, I can't even say these sentences. Okay. Effects of a self-monitoring strategy to increase classroom task completion for high school students with moderate intellectual disabilities. I agree, being a moderate is an intellectual disability. Not as bad as being a leftist, but pretty close. I mean, wait, so effects of a self-monitoring strategy to increase task completion. So you think that if people, whether they have intellectual disabilities or not, you think if people have a self-monitoring system and a strategy for completing tasks, you think they might complete more tasks? I mean, this is like effects of water running downhill. Effects of the sun being hot. Effects of doing a podcast called Stating the Obvious and realizing that no matter how many times you state the obvious and no matter how obvious you think these things are, there's always something more stupid and more obvious. Okay. Video-based instruction to promote employment-related social behaviors for high school students with intellectual disability. In other words, YouTube. That's YouTube. It's videos. You can go and you can watch it, and there's things on there about social behavior. Developing that balance, preparing and supporting special education teachers to work with paraprofessionals. Now, I don't even know what a paraprofessional is, but if you're a special education teacher, why do you need to be prepared and supported to work with other people? Are you telling me special education teachers are so socially retarded that they can't work with other people unless they have support and preparation? I mean, are you, like, not like Matthew, are you literally retarded? Not just a little bit retarded like Matthew, are you literally fucking retarded that you are a special education teacher, but you can't work, you can't cooperate and function with other people working towards a common goal unless you have preparation and support? Okay, if that's true, why are you a special education teacher? It's because you're trying to surround yourself with people who have the same mental abilities that you have. Okay, I gotta keep going. There's more. There's so many more. We're only on page 3, guys. Family Perspectives on Integrated Employment for Adults with Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities. In other words, she's trying to find a job for herself. Right? She's trying to help sociology majors get jobs and journalism majors. Informing and equipping parents of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In other words, people whose children grew up to be Democrats or anti-fag members. Promoting social interactions and job independence for college students with autism or intellectual disability. Another program for sociology majors and art majors and journalists. Changing the conversation, engaging communities to identify local strategies for expanding integrated employment after high school. Okay, guys, communities don't create employment. Employers create employment, such as the guy outside the window who's making all this noise, taking that sign down, right? His employer created employment for him to be out there taking down the sign and making that noise. The community, okay, communities cannot expand integrated employment because communities don't create employment. Okay, national conference president. And no, that wasn't all of them. That was a selection. That was the funniest ones. Yes, I cherry picked it. National conference presentations. These are presentations that people actually sat there and listened to Dr. Carly present. These are the titles of her presentations. Beyond the Ivory Tower, as if she would know. This is a woman who's never been outside academia in her life. She went from high school to college to get a degree in journalism to a different college to get a degree in secondary English, not primary, because I don't know. And then she went to a different college to get a degree in manipulating and using retarded people to get a job for herself. And then she got jobs working at public schools, and then she got jobs working at colleges. Okay, she's going to give a talk entitled Beyond the Ivory Tower, How Faculty and Students Define Inclusion on Campus. As an even further indicator that this woman, while she is a 5.1, is not very smart and is more retarded than Matthew. Beyond the Ivory Tower, okay? How Faculty and Students Define Inclusion on Campus. This is not Beyond the Ivory Tower. Faculty is on campus. That's the Ivory Tower. Students are on campus. That's the Ivory Tower. Define inclusion on campus. That's on campus. That's the Ivory Tower. No aspect of this is beyond the Ivory Tower. How Faculty and Students Define Inclusion on Campus takes place entirely within the Ivory Tower. Do you not understand that there is a non sequitur in the fucking title of your presentation? That's right, you only studied secondary English, not primary. Who belongs in college? Perspectives of Faculty and Students about Inclusion. Perspectives of Faculty and Students about Inclusive Higher Education for Individuals with IDD. Who belongs in college? Only STEM majors, and even some of that is questionable. The Price of Acceptance. Socioeconomic status as an indicator of college students' comfort levels towards individuals with IDD. Which I can tell you what that's about right now. The wider and the wealthier you are, the more discriminatory you are against retarded people. Because, you know, people like Carly, who use retarded people as fashion accessories to get jobs and allow them to talk for 1.5 minutes out of a 27-minute video. See, Carly cares about the retarded people. But see, me, I, once again, I'm just here saying the retarded people shouldn't get raped for $10,000 a semester to take a class about the freshman experience and go to the gym. But see, I obviously hate those retarded people because I don't think they should be taken advantage of. Right? I don't think Greta should be up there in front of people with her fucking twitches and her autism and her, what the fuck, neurodiversity being manipulated into saying things like, we're all going to die in 11 years or whatever horseshit, and shame on you and all this other horseshit. I don't think that these children should be used and manipulated as pawns so that pieces of shit can get my tax money and pass more laws. So obviously, I hate retarded people. Because treating retarded people as self-aware, conscious entities that might have their own fucking designs for their own lives, see, that's hatred. But using them as tools and pawns and manipulating them to get what you want, see, that's called compassion, according to people like Dr. Carley. Lights, camera, lights, exclamation mark, camera, exclamation mark, employment, exclamation mark. The use of video-based instruction, YouTube, to promote employment-related social behavior, talking to other people, for high school students with severe intellectual disabilities. By the way, that's a poster presentation. She didn't even present that. She didn't talk. This is just a poster. Now, for those of you who have never really for those of you not familiar with this concept, once again, okay, the great one worked in biomedical research for 8 years, so I've gone to these kind of conferences. I mean, ours obviously were about biomedical stuff, but it's the same thing. So a poster presentation is exactly what you think it is. Remember when you were in high school and you had your science fair and everybody got a poster board and they put some stuff on the poster board and then you put all the poster boards up on an easel and people walked around and read them? That is exactly what that is. You say, great one. Hold on. You mean at college level? And great one. You mean even like in biomedical research? Yes. This is why, again, there are people out there who have their opinions about science and stuff, but have never worked in science. I have 8 fucking years experience in biomedical science. This is why when I hear a scientist talking about their peer-reviewed study, see, I know what's really going on there. I know who funded the study. I know what kind of biases you brought into your study. I know what peer-reviewed means. I understand just how fucking corrupt. And not even as a corrupt, just inept. Non-controlled, non-quality controlled, biased. Just I understand what's going on. Yes. She took a piece of fucking cardboard, you know, and she typed some stuff and she printed it out and she printed some pictures and she glued them to the cardboard. That's what these people do with their lives. And she puts this, there's a whole list on here. That's a whole page of poster presentations. She has over a solid page of her CV is just poster presentations. I printed some pictures and glued them to a piece of cardboard. That is worthy of being on her CV. Once again, I would hire Matthew before I would hire this woman for anything other than sex work. Matthew, no offense, I would not have sex with you. Would I hire you? Yes, I would give you a 100 fucking percent shot at a job. I will not have sex with you. Carley, will I have sex with you? Yes. Would I give you a shot at a job? No. Great one. That's discriminatory. You need to be inclusive. Okay. State and local presentations, because this needs its own section. Right. Unlike, what kind of presentations were these? Oh, these were national conference presentations. So now here's her state and local presentations. How inclusive is Texas A&M University? I think we know what her fucking conclusion was there. And here, forging strong school and committee partnerships, improving outcomes for students with disabilities through community conversations. Let's get the community together and have a conversation. Because that avoids us doing any actual work. Let's have a conversation. Then here she had a community conversations, building networks and expanding employment opportunities for youth with disabilities. Okay, you don't expand employment opportunities by having conversations with your community. You expand employment. It's right in front of you. Read it. Great. Read the fucking words. You expand employment opportunities by solving problems, by offering a product or a service that people are willing to pay you for, which then allows you to generate revenue with which you can hire other people to help you provide the good or service the customer is willing to pay you for because it solves the customer's problems. That's how you fucking create That's how you create employment opportunities. You don't create employment opportunities through fucking community conversation. God, you people are fucking retarded. I have a master's in secondary English. Don't call me retarded. Now, funded grants. Funded grants. What this means is this is your tax money. She got money through grants. This is your tax money in action. Okay? This is what your tax money was given to Dr. Carly for her to do. Enhancing the physical and social well-being of Texas A&M undergraduate students. She got $10,000 for that, to do the study. She's doing a study on enhancing the physical and social well-being of Texas A&M undergraduate students. She got $10,000 to do that. Okay. The Job Coaching Academy, a proposed training program for job coaches in special education transition programs. She got $30,000 of your tax money to do that. That's worth $30,000, guys. $30,000. Up, Up, and Away, expanding and enriching CEHD global education experiences. CEHD stands for College of Education and Human Development. She got $30,000 for that. Understanding Inclusion and Diversity at Texas A&M University. Doesn't say how much money she got on that one. What's there to understand about inclusion and diversity? I mean, I can tell you, right? All white people are racist. All white people are sexist. Heterosexual white men more so than anyone else. We know black people are not racist at all because black people are not capable of being racist because only white people can be racist. I mean, what's there to study? We already know what the conclusion of that's going to be. That white people are the problem. Using technology the internet, using technology to promote employment-related social interactions for high school students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. She got $10,000 for that. Teaching. So she's a teacher, right? Okay. Sure, she spends a lot of time teaching, right? Here we go. Teaching. In the fall of 2017 and the spring of 2018, she taught SPED 414, Methods and Issues in Low Incidence Disabilities. In the summer of 2018, she taught EPSY 485, International Special Education. International Special Education, co-facilitator of Study Abroad Trip with Dr. Robert Woodward. I like to travel. Okay, so in 2017 and 2018, in 2 years, she taught three classes, one of which was an excuse to travel abroad. Just in case any of you think that college professors spend a lot of time teaching, you're wrong. Once again, having worked on a university for 8 years, having interacted with lots of college professors, I can tell you this is the norm. They teach one class a semester. There's two semesters a year. This is all they do. This is it. The final page that we're not going to read, it's her service page. And she talks about her department, college, and university service, and just all the great things she's done. And she's a guest journal reviewer and conference proposal reviewer, and her professional organization memberships, and her workshops and trainings that she's attended. Oh my God, she attended, what? She attended Teach for America training workshop. Oh my God. I mean, there's shit on here that I would expect to see on someone who's 22 years old and just got out of college and doesn't have any life experience and is trying to pad their resume. This is 9 pages of bullshit, guys. In seeing this loser raping, financially and temporally raping these retarded kids who are more competent than her, who I would trust more in the workplace than her, well, other than the one that wants to be a teacher. The fact that people like Dr. Carly can stand right there in public and do this, and it's so fucking obvious what she's doing. And everybody, you know, just like we pretend that fiat currency has value, just like we pretend that corporations exist without the government, everybody stands here in this mass hallucination and just pretends that she's this wonderful, compassionate, caring person because nobody has the balls to just state the fucking obvious.